Oh, hello and welcome to the Tranquil Net Cafe. How may I? Oh, wait, it's you. Welcome back. Let me guess, room 24 again? Oh, yes, it's available. In fact, you're the only person I know who actually requests that particular room. The special rate is still valid, half off for anyone willing to spend the entire night. Still, I'm surprised you're willing to take us up on that offer. I mean, most guests would run away or request a room transfer halfway through the night. Are you some kind of masochist or something? Here, the key card is valid until 8 p.m. After that, you'll need to leave or pay for more time. Shower and laundry are down the hall to the left. Food and drink are to the right. And there's a manga library in the common area. But you know the drill. Okay, take care now and have a good stay. Weirdo. Well, look who's back. If it isn't my favorite little nerd, here for another night of fun, I see. Did you miss me that much? No, don't act so innocent. I know how much guys like you love tall, tan girls like me, especially with big tits and thick thighs. Why else would you have all those nasty little porno mags full of big-breasted blonde bimbos stashed away in your backpack? Yeah, of course I've been going through your things while you've been asleep. Like this book, for example. What, did you really think you could hide things from me? You silly little dummy. Your face when you found out this little net cafe you've been staying at, has been haunted by a caked up garu ghost who loves to play with every scared little nerd that comes to stay in this room, was priceless, you know. Though normally guests who stay here run away and leave me, or request a different room after I play with them a little. Do you know why this room is so much cheaper than all the others in the cafe? But you came back night after night for almost a week now. A whole week of hearing me whisper in your ear, telling me what a perverted little gooner you are. You're so a whole week of feeling my long, sharp nails tracing over your skin. Tickle. A whole week of spooning you while you sleep with my big tits pressed against your back. And my thick thighs wrapped around your frail, slender little body, locking you in place. Do you like being locked in place when you submit to me? Just admit it, you can't resist me, can you? I have you wrapped around my little finger, willing to do anything I say. Every night you stay here with me, and you get a little weaker, a little more submissive, a little more obedient, desperate even. Soon, pretty soon, you'll never want to leave. Admit it, you'll want to stay here with me, in this tiny little room, every single night. What? No! I'm not cursing you or draining your energy, or any of that shit. You are the one who wants this. I don't even have to. In fact, I'm not doing anything to force you here to stay with me. No, you're just a sad little pervert who's basically begging for a girl like me to take complete control over you. And who's better to really put you in your place than a towering ghost girl who can crush your head in between her massive, thick, thighs, and when I say thighs, I mean with two C's.
Oh, what's the matter?
You want me to leave you alone?
Aw.
You're lying. Are you really saying all of a sudden you're too busy for me?
Tell me, what would a nerd like you have to do that's so important?
You got some new anime to watch? Or maybe a new porno game to play?
Or maybe you need to translate a few more volumes of a manga for your boss so you can use the money for a few more nights here with me. Well, whatever the reason, it can wait.
I want to play with you right now, and I always get what I want. So, I'd advise you to stop making excuses and get over here. No, come here. Don't struggle. You know there's no point in trying to resist me. No matter how hard you try to fight me, no matter how hard you try to deny it, in the end, I'll always get what I want. And I'm bigger than you, stronger than you, and I know that. Deep down, you want me to take control over you. Take your power from you. Not that you had the power to resist me to begin with, but all of this resisting and fighting back is all for show, a little bit of play acting to get you in the mood. See, in the end, I always get you. You always give in. And then I usually have you pinned just like this. And then you cry out in pleasure as I play with this skinny little body. Love those cute little moans you make. The way your face blushes. You're so cute when you're flustered. The way your body quivers. You pretend like you don't like it, but in the end, you're practically begging me to use you like my personal little sex toy. So why even try to resist it? Why bother even pretending to act tough when you know that when it's all said and done, you're going to end up on the floor begging for more? Honestly, it's kind of annoying.
Seriously, it's totally gross and annoying when you try to be all strong or whatever. It's, you know you're not. I mean, you're weak and pathetic.
Lucky for you, I like that. I think it's kind of cute.
What? You say you're not weak.
Oh, so you think you're all strong and tough all of a sudden? You think you're big and strong, don't you? And who exactly are you trying to convince with all this tough talk, huh?
I'm serious, who are you trying to convince here?
Because it sure as hell ain't me. Oh, sure, you're like super strong or tough when you want to be, I'm sure. Come here, get on my lap. Because right now you're in my arms. And you just look like a weak little puppy who can't even stop a pretty little girl like me from doing whatever I want to you. I could just nuzzle your neck like this. And whisper in your ear. Maybe you don't want me to stop. Maybe you want me to play with your soft, weak, pathetic little body. While you just sit there and take it. After all, you already know you can't stop me, so why even bother resisting? Why don't you just lay back and enjoy it? I know you want to. Come on. Come on. Do you like that? Do you like it when I stroke your head? Or maybe you'd prefer me to run them over this vulnerable chest here. Tickle, tickle. Aw, you're so cute. Or down your thighs. Do you like that? Ooh. Tickle, tickle.
Okay, okay, I'm sorry, I'm sorry. Or maybe right underneath your cute little chin?
Tickle, tickle.
Okay, okay, okay. Oh, you're quivering. Oh, no, don't deny it. I can feel your body shaking in my lap.
You're so cute. The way you gasp and moan,
and the way your body quivers, it's just, Ooh, I just wanna, You know, I'm just gonna have to settle for licking you, I guess. Oh, you taste so good. Oh my god. So innocent, sweet.
Yum. Oh, do you like the way my tongue dances across your face? My long, thick, snake-like tongue?
Like it? I mean, I can wiggle it around pretty well. Isn't that cool? You like my tongue?
A funny story. The jocks back in the day always talked about how badly they wanted me to give them a BJ. Disgusting, brain-dead gorillas. Here, let me show you something. I can clean your ears. I know it sounds weird. Let me try it, though.
Does it feel weird? What if I go lower? Right along your throat. I bet I could wrap it all the way around your neck if I wanted to.
Just kidding, that would be super ridiculous. Let me show you something I did for the girlies when I was alive instead. They always loved it, always pestering me for more.
Love them, but it was totally annoying.
Open your mouth.
A little pervert. You liked that, didn't you?
Aww. You went limp a little for a second. Are you alright?
Your face is all flush, and you're twitching even more this time. It looks like your entire body's tingling. Even your...
Oh. Wow. Are you feeling all tingly down there?
Don't play with me. I can see the way you're rubbing your thighs together. You're really pathetic, aren't you?
Imagine getting all hot and bothered after having a ghost girl ram her tongue down your throat.
Most people would run away and never come back after being treated like that, but not you.
No, you're something special, aren't you?
A masochistic little loser who likes being abused by me.
So, can I touch it?
What do you mean by touch? What?
I'm talking about that special place right between your legs, dummy. After all, I'm the one who made you feel all hot and bothered, right?
I bet you're all bent up, just begging for some relief.
I could give you that, you know. I could make you feel so good.
Better than you've ever felt.
All I have to do is touch it. Just a little rub should be enough to set you off.
After all, a pathetic loser like you certainly couldn't last very long.
I wouldn't even have to use my whole hand. Just two fingers should be enough.
Oh, maybe just one.
One finger.
Rubbing the tip.
Just a few times. While I call you a sad, pathetic loser. while I remind you how sad and helpless you really are. That's all you need. That's all you deserve. All I have to do is touch you a little in order to set you off. To have you panting and moaning and making a mess all over the floor of this tiny little room. And then I'll giggle and laugh as your body goes limp, as you fall into my arms, as you snuggle up close to me for the rest of the night. All because of one little finger, see? Do you feel it? Do you feel me rubbing you down there? Rub. 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 You're so fun to rub. Did you just... Oh my god! Oh, isn't that just pathetic? I can't believe you really... And so quick! You really are a virgin, aren't you? Oh, don't be sad. It's okay. I'm right here. Come, cuddle up alongside me. Right here. Where it's safe and warm. And nice. That's it. Very good. Doesn't it feel good to have my huge body pressed against yours? I bet you feel all nice and cozy wrapped up in my arms. Unable to escape. Unable to break free. Trapped. For as long as I want. But you like it, don't you? Because you know this is where you belong. This is where a pathetic, weak, otaku like you is meant to be, wrapped in my arms, with your face between my tits. I will take care of you. I will keep you safe. I will keep you warm. I will make you feel so good. And all you have to do is give in. Just admit what you want. Just admit that you need it. That you need me. You need me to make you feel safe every night. My arms wrapped around you, my body pressed against you. That makes you squirm and wriggle around like a pathetic little worm. So gross, but you love it. You love that I make you feel so weak. So admit it. After all, why else would you come back here every night? There are plenty of other places you could stay for the night. Other hotels, other net cafes. Why do you keep coming back here to this one? It's not just because this place is the only one that has that kind of manga that you like. Or your favorite bowl of cheese. Gwadon. No, you keep coming back here because you know that I'm here. You keep coming back because I give you what you want. I cuddle you, I whisper in your ear. You love that I make you feel so small, so insignificant. Because I'm the only one in the whole wide world who takes the time to notice a pathetic little worm like you. Isn't that true? Isn't it? All the other people in this town, the men, the women, even the girls like me, when I was alive, they walk right past you and don't even acknowledge that you exist. They look right through you as if you were nothing. Because to them, you are nothing. Just another sad, boring face in a sea of sad, boring faces, but to me, you are so much more. Sure, I think you're sad and boring and weak and pathetic and a complete loser and... Oh, sorry, I got carried away for a second. But I also think you're really cute. You're like a little puppy. A puppy that's been abandoned in the street, innocent, pitiful, and alone. Just begging for someone to scoop you up and give you a home. And now, you have one. Wait, are you... Oh my god, are you getting a heart again? Oh my gosh, you really... Oh my... You nasty little gooner, you... Look at yourself. Your cock is so hard for me. And the head of your cock is leaking tiny drops of pre-cum.
tasty, tasty drops of paprika. Delicious. You're twitching. Let me lick it again with my long tongue. You look so helpless. It's almost sad. Almost. Oh, I know. I should pity you for being such a pathetic loser, but the truth is, seeing you lay here completely at my mercy, as this cute little cock of yours gets nice and hard for me, it makes my pussy wet. Enough foreplay. I have to fuck you. What are you... Are you trying to fight back again? Oh my, what a big strong man you are, trying so hard to fight back against an innocent weak girl. Ooh, you managed to push me back a little. As if. Let's see how tough you are, shall we? Wow. What's the matter? I thought you were strong. Were you overpowered that easily by a weak girl like me? Unless it turns out you were never very strong to begin with. Maybe you really are just a pathetic loser who can't even fight off a small, weak girl. Maybe deep down you want me to take control. Is that it? Do you want me to completely dominate you? No, you shake your head all you want, but the one that's twitching and throbbing between your legs is practically begging for it. It's saying, please fuck me, please make me your bitch. Well, if you really want me to stop, then go ahead, try and stop me as I lower my pussy right down on your... fuck, that's... Yes, that's it. That's what I want to feel. Cock deep in my pussy. Oh, your pathetic otaku cock feels so good in my god cunt. I may be a ghost, but my pussy feels as good as any other girl. In fact, it might even feel better than any of those living sluts. Not that you would know anything about that. Wait, I just remembered. You're a virgin, right? Oh my god, I just took your virginity. You lost your virginity to a ghost, didn't you? A ghost stole your virginity. There's nothing you could do to stop her either. How pathetic. But hey, look, it's not too late. I mean, when you think about it, it doesn't really count if you don't come, does it? All you have to do is resist the urge to come inside me and you'll be fine. Just hold out a little longer until I come on your cock. Then I'll slip right off of you and disappear. In fact, I'll do you one better. If you can resist coming inside me, I promise I'll never bother you again. You can get rid of me forever. All you have to do is not come in my hot, wet, tight pussy. But if you fail, if I milk the cum out of your balls and force you to spill your seed inside of me, then you'll have to admit you love me. Not only that, but you'll have to promise to stay with me and become my little plaything every night. What's wrong? Didn't you want to prove to me how tough you really are? Prove to me what a big, strong man you are and resist the urge to dump your load deep inside my ghost girl cunt. Just try not to think about how good my pussy feels, how wet it is, how warm it is. How tightly it wraps around your cock. Oh, did I forget to mention? I can control my pussy muscles just like I did with my tongue.
Oh, can you feel it? Oh, can you feel my pussy stimulating your entire cock all at once? Gripping and milking your dick. Dominating you until you have no choice but to give in and shoot your load deep inside my womb. Imagine how good it would feel just to give in and come inside me. I bet it would feel amazing. It would feel incredible. It would feel just like this. Oh, feels so good to bounce on it. Oh, fuck. Oh, I'm gonna come soon. No, 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 don't give up. No, you're so close to winning. Just hold out a little longer. And whatever you do, don't think about my pussy. Don't think about my pussy. Don't think about how my huge ass is bouncing on your cock. Fuck. Don't think about my thick thighs squeezing you, forcing you to come deep inside of me. Just don't think about it. Don't think about it. Oh, don't think about oh, fuck. Oh my god. Uh-oh, it looks like you came. Oh, you came deep inside of me. You filled my entire womb with your cum. Aw, I guess in the end you couldn't resist me, could you? You couldn't help but give in to me, to give everything, even your virginity, to your new powerful ghost girlfriend. You belong to me now, you know that, right? No, you can't leave. You belong with me. I'll give you the home you've been searching for. Just admit that you love me. Just tell me that you want to stay with me. And I promise I'll never leave you. I'll keep you all to myself forever. Oh, relax, you dummy. I didn't mean it like that. I'm not going to, like, trap you here or anything. You're free to come and go as you like. You can go out, you can go to work, do whatever a nerd like you does when they aren't locked away in their room, reading manga and touching themselves to porno mags. But you have to promise me that you'll come back every night. You'll come here, back to me. That way I can cuddle you, play with you, have you all to myself, all night, every night, for as long as you live. What was that? Say it again. Louder, I can't hear you. Oh, so you do like it when I snuggle up against you. And when I touch you all over. You like it when I call you a weak, pathetic little worm. And you want me to keep you like this every single night? Finally, I got you to admit it. I knew you liked it. I just wanted to hear you say it. I had you pegged from the moment I saw you. I knew you were a weirdo. The type of weirdo who loves a big strong girl like me to put you in your place like you deserve. You promised to stay with me every night. Every single night. Good. I'm so proud of you. You better make sure you keep your promise. Because if you don't, if you try to run away, if you try to find another place to sleep, or try to find another girl, some stupid bimbo slut, I won't be happy. No, I'll be very upset with you. And I will go looking for you. Yes, I will. And I will find you and I will drag you back here, back to this room. But I feel like you'd like that. But I will if I have to. And I'll never let you go. And then you really will be trapped here forever with me. But you don't have to worry about all that, do you? Because you're never going to leave me, right? You'll always come back to me every single night. You'll let me do whatever I want to you. And every day you'll be free to do whatever you like. All you have to do is keep your promise and everything will be alright. You will keep your promise, right? Right? Good. Then there won't be any problems. Now come here. That's it. You're mine now. such a good boy. I think all you needed all along was a big, strong lady to take care of you, right? You should be happy. Now go to sleep. I'll watch over you and keep you safe.